Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 44, Rupa Yatra, Episode 9, Ramananda Rai arrives. At this time, Maharaj Prataparudra arrived at Jagannath Puri, Purushottama, and accompanied by his secretaries, ministers, and military officers, went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath. When King Prataparudra returned to Jagannath Puri, Ramananda Roy came with him. Ramananda Roy immediately went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great pleasure. Upon meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy offered obeisances. Lord Chaitanya embraced Ramananda, and both of them began to cry in the great ecstasy of love. Seeing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate dealings with Sri Ramananda Roy, all the devotees became astonished. Then Ramananda spoke. I duly inform King Prataparudra of your order for me to retire from service, and by your grace, the king was pleased to relieve me of these material activities. I then said to him, Your Majesty, I am now no longer willing to engage in any political activities. I desire only to stay at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So kindly give me permission. When I submitted this proposal, the king immediately became very pleased just upon hearing your holy name. Indeed, Prataparudra instantly rose from his throne and embraced me. Oh, my dear Lord, as soon as the king heard your holy name, Prataparudra was immediately overwhelmed by great ecstatic love. Catching my hand, the king displayed all the symptoms of love. As soon as he heard my petition, Prataparudra immediately granted me a pension without reductions. Thus the king granted me a full salary as a pension and requested me to engage without any anxiety in the service of your lotus feet. Then Maharaj Prataparudra very humbly said, Oh, I am most fallen and abominable, and I am unfit to receive an interview with Lord Chaitanya. One's life is successful if one engages in the service of Lord Chaitanya. For Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, the son of Maharaj Nanda. Lord Chaitanya is very merciful, and so I hope that in a future birth, Lord Chaitanya will allow me an interview. And so, my Lord, I don't think that there is even a fraction of Maharaj Prataparudra's loving ecstasy in me. My dear Ramananda Rai, you are the foremost of all the devotees of Krishna. Therefore, whoever loves you is certainly a very fortunate person. Because the king has shown so much love for you, Lord Krishna will certainly accept him. Ye me bhakta jana partha, na me bhaktash chate jana, mad bhaktanang chaye bhaktas, te me bhakta tama mata. Lord Krishna told Arjuna, Those who are my direct devotees are actually not my devotees, but those who are devotees of my servant are factually my devotees. Adara paricharyayang sarvangair abhivandanam mad bhakta puja abhyadika sarva bhuteshu manmatihi. Mad arteshu angachestacha vachasa mad guneranam mayi arpanam cha manasa sarvakama vivarjanam. Lord Krishna instructed Uddhava, "My devotees take great care and respect in rendering me service. They offer obeisances to me with all their bodily limbs. They worship other devotees and find all living entities to be related to me. For me, they engage the entire energy of their bodies. They engage the power of speech in the glorification of my qualities and form. And they also dedicate their minds unto me and try to give up all kinds of material desires. Thus, my devotees are characterized. Aradhananang sarveshang Vishnor aradhanang param Tasmat paratarang devi Tadiyanang samarchanam." Lord Shiva told the goddess Durga, "My dear Devi, although the Vedas recommend worship of demigods, the worship of Lord Vishnu is topmost. However, above the worship of Lord Vishnu is the rendering of service to Vaishnavas who are related to Lord Vishnu. Durapahi alpatapasa seva vaikunta vartmasu yatro pagiyate nityang deva devo janardanaha." The Dura informed Maitreya that those whose austerity is meager can hardly obtain the service of pure devotees who are progressing on the path back to the kingdom of Godhead, known as the Vaikunthas. Pure devotees engage 100% in glorifying the Supreme Lord, who is the Lord of all demigods and who is the controller of all living entities. At that time, Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Swarup Damodar, Lord Nityananda, Jagadananda, Mukunda, and others were present before Lord Chaitanya. Sri Ramananda Roy therefore offered obeisances to all of Lord Chaitanya's devotees, in particular to the four spiritual masters, Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Swarup Damodar, and Lord Nityananda. Thus, Ramananda Roy suitably met all of the devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next asked Ramananda Roy, "So have you already visited the temple of the lotus-eyed Lord Jagannath?" "Oh, my dear Sri Krishna Chaitanya, now I shall go visit the temple." "My dear Rai, what have you done? Why did you not first see Lord Jagannath and then come here? Why have you come here first?" "My lord, the legs are like the chariot, and the heart is like the chariot driver. So wherever the heart takes the living entity, one is obliged to go. What shall I do? My mind has brought me here. I could not even consider going first to the temple of Lord Jagannath." "My dear Ramananda, you should immediately go to the temple to see Lord Jagannath. Then you can go home and meet your family members." Thus, having received Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's permission, Ramananda Roy hastily went to the temple of Lord Jagannath. Who can understand the devotional service of Rai Ramananda? Recorded May 16, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.